Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a place where you can come and hear a word from God that will encourage you in the Lord. The Voice of Hope comes on the radio every Sunday afternoon in Bungoma in Western Kenya. I bring greetings to everyone in Bungoma in Western Kenya, and let you know that God is with you, God is moving by His Spirit, and God wants to do a great work in Western Kenya as we learn to trust together, trust each other, trust God, and work together to extend the kingdom of God. I also want to greet everyone that is listening to me by the internet and greet you today and want to encourage you in the Lord. Whatever you're facing today, God is greater than your problems. If you missed the Voice of Hope on the radio, you can always listen to it by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, www.voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my radio messages and podcasts on my website. Now, we live in challenging times, and we need to learn how to trust God even when we're in difficult times and even when things happen to us that we don't fully understand. Because everything in our life walks out of a trust in God. And I want to begin by talking about the difference between trust and faith. Trust and faith. And Lord God, we just come before you right now. And we just invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us and encourage every person listening to Voice of Hope today. May they know that God loves them and God is on their side and God wants to give them the victory in their lives. Lord, we thank you today for Jesus Christ that came and died for our sins, rose again, conquered the enemy, and has given us the victory through him. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to start today by talking about the difference between faith and trust. A lot of us talk about faith, but we don't talk about trust anymore. And trust is the foundation of everything. We need to trust in God. Trust is that rock that we build our life on. Faith is an action. Trust is built upon relationship. You know, if you don't have a relationship with someone, you're not going to trust them. You know, when my children were small, they trusted me. They didn't worry about what they were going to eat. They didn't worry about where they were going to stay, what they were going to do, because they trusted their father. They didn't worry about doing what I asked them to do. Whatever I asked them to do, they would do. If I tell them to jump from something, they would jump from something. Why? Because they trusted me, but because I was their father. But as we get older, sometimes we go through things that we don't understand, or people make promises to us, or people don't speak the truth, and we begin to lose trust in people. And if we're not careful, we can lose trust in God. And so, you know, faith is built upon the Word of God. You know, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith comes by hearing God, and then faith must be obeyed or acted out. James says, faith without works is dead. You show your faith by your works. So faith is believing for something and then doing something. Trust is just resting in God in your relationship with Him. And faith is built upon trust. And a good example of that is the story of Peter walking on water. And we all know the story. The disciples were in a boat on the lake and a big storm came. And Jesus wasn't in the boat. And he came walking on the water in the middle of the storm. And when Peter recognized it was Jesus, he said, Jesus, can I come to you on the water? And Jesus said, come, Peter. And so by faith, Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water and do the impossible because he trusted Jesus. See, he trusted that when Jesus said, come to me, that he could do it. See, his faith was built on trust in Jesus. If you don't trust God, you're not going to do what he asks you to do. So trust is that foundation, and then faith is how we act on that foundation. And trust is so important in our Christian life. Because without trust, we're not going to do what God tells us to do. We're not going to trust God's word. We're not going to trust God. and we're going to doubt, and we're going to have fear and anxiety. You know, people who worry and have fear and anxiety don't trust in God. And faith requires an action. And, you know, I grew up in West Africa. My parents were missionaries in Guinea, West Africa. And for 12 years, they worked in Guinea with a tribe called the Susu tribe. And this is in the 50s. And at that time, the Susu tribe in Guinea was all Muslim. There were no Christians at all or no churches at all among the Susu tribe in Guinea. And so my dad felt called to go and evangelize these people, these Muslims, and to build a church and to start the church, building a church in Guinea. And so he worked there for 12 years. From the time I was 4 years old till I was 16 years old, I lived in Guinea. And many of the people were very friendly to us, hospitable to us, treat us very kindly. But there were radical Muslims who, among the Susu tribe, who didn't want Christians coming in and trying to evangelize. And so we were persecuted for our Christianity. My dad was beaten many times. We got robbed all the time. The police did not give us any protection because they didn't want any Christians in that area either. And so, but my dad continued to work there for 12 years. And my dad, every morning when they gave the call, the Muslim call to prayer every morning, my dad would get up and he would cry out to God for the Muslim people. He would cry out for the salvation of his radical Muslims who beat him and robbed from us, who made life difficult for us, who made it hard to buy and sell things, who persecuted other Africans who were friends with us because they didn't want to be friends of Christians. And my dad would pray and cry out for these people. And over the 12 years, my dad translated the New Testament to Susu language and translated the first four books of the Old Testament and established the first church in among this tribe in Guinea. And it was through much persecution. Some of the people who converted to Christ lost their lives because they made a decision to give their lives to Jesus Christ. But, you know, even though my dad was beaten and persecuted and went through terrible times, and we suffered too as a family because of it, I never saw my dad have fear. I never saw my dad worry about it. My dad went out every day, despite knowing that he was going to face problems and problems with the, and maybe persecution, maybe be stolen from or beaten or cheated and everything else. He went out every day because, I watched my dad do that because he trusted in God. I remember one time he took me to a village of lepers, and the lepers were rejected by the Muslim people, so they had their own village. And my dad went to the village of lepers, and he took me with me one time. And he would sit down and eat with those lepers, lepers who had no fingers, no nose, no ears, you know, who had scales all over their skin. And my dad would sit down with them and talk with them about Jesus Christ, would eat with them. And my dad never worried about it because he trusted in God. He believed God had called him to these people and he trusted in God. And as a result of my dad's trust in God and love for these lepers, the whole village of lepers came to Jesus Christ. And so we need to understand that God wants to work in a system of trust. You know, when I was a missionary for 9 years in the country of Haiti. And my seventh year in Haiti, they had a military coup and chased the president out of Haiti. And in the midst of the coup, there was rioting and anarchy throughout the country of Haiti. People were killing people. There was bloodshed. Even in front of my house sometimes, people were shot, and they would take tires and put the tires over people, car tires over people. They'd pour diesel on the tire, and they'd burn people to death. I saw that happen with my own eyes. But every day, I got up, and I would get on my motorcycle, and I would ride off into Port-au-Prince, into this chaos and anarchy where killing was happening, and I would minister to people who were suffering, people who were struggling, people who were in pain. And I never worried about it. I never had any fear because I trusted in God. I remember one time I was flying on a flight through Cairo, Egypt. And it was the nighttime we landed. And we landed, for some reason, I don't know what was going on at the time, military people with machine guns came upon our plane and took all of us off our plane, guided by these military people, and we were taken down in a room below, underneath the airport, where there was no windows or anything. And they took all our passports away, and these military men with their submachine guns sat around while we were there, and we didn't know how long we were going to be there. We didn't know what was going on. People began to cry. And I wasn't worried. And I went around and talked to people and encouraged people. I said, we're going to be okay. I'm a child of the King. I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ. We're going to be fine. And I just trusted in God. I had this deep trust in God. One time I flew into Lagos, Nigeria, and I was falsely accused of something. And I was thrown in jail, and I spent a night in jail. And I never worried about it. And the next day the chief police came, let me out of jail and apologize for what had happened. But you see, I trusted in God. I've been through many situations and many difficult challenges, and I've trusted in God. And God has put a deep trust in me, and God wants to put a deep trust in you. So we want to talk about trust today and how trust is developed in our lives. And if you have a pen and paper, you can write down some of these scriptures. We're going to talk about trust and how we trust God in difficult times. And so I want to begin by looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Begins, trust in the Lord. Lord means God is the boss of your life. So you need to submit to God and make God the boss of your life. You need to begin to submit everything to him. See, if you don't trust somebody, you hide things from them. But we got to trust God, and we got to be open and honest before God and not hide things before God and not do things in secret. You do things in secret because you don't trust. But it says, trust in the Lord. And that word trust in the original Hebrew language meant to lean on them, believe, commit everything to them, have confidence in them, look to them with confidence without fear or misgiving. So when you lean on somebody, you lean on them and trust them totally. Sometimes when I teach on trust, I'll call someone up forward and I have them lean back on my hands. And they lean back so far on my hands that if I let them go, they would fall on the ground. They couldn't hold themselves up. And that's trust. Trust is not kind of leaning on God. And then maybe if God doesn't come through or something doesn't happen like we want, we got another plan. No, trust is putting our life totally on God. And it's our position of trust that we can operate in faith and God can do the impossible in us. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Everything you have put, all your trust in God. Don't trust in people. Don't trust in the world. Don't trust in money. Don't trust in position. Don't trust in anything. With trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean to your understanding. Some things happen in lives that we don't understand, but we don't lean on our understanding. We trust in God. When we were in Kenya, we had been in Kenya for 6 years, and we had our third child, and her name was Nicole, and Nicole began to have seizures, and we went to the States and got treatment for it, but the seizures caused a lot of brain damage. And today Nicole needs help with everything. She can walk, but she can't talk. She can't see clearly. She needs help with dressing and with eating and everything. And that happened while we were serving God. And a lot of people said, how can that happen? How can this bad thing happen to you when you're serving God? And we had to leave the mission field and come back to the States for Nicole because to get the help that Nicole needed. But I trusted in God. I said, God is the one that gives me good gifts. I need to trust him. I don't trust anyone. I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand why this happened. People had lots of reasons why they thought Nicole had this problem. But God didn't tell me why Nicole had this problem. But I trusted God. I've trusted God with my whole life. I've trusted God in every situation. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Things happen in life that we don't understand, but we need to trust in God. And then it goes on to say, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all your ways, everything you do, acknowledge him. In other words, recognize God. Look to God in everything you do. Give God the credit. You know, everything you do, say, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to respond to this? It's like a child going, how should I do this? How should I do that? What should I do? We trust in God. We don't trust in our own ability. We don't trust in our education. We trust in God. And so we recognize God in everything. We recognize God in our marriage, in our family, in our job, in our money. God is the center of everything because we trust him more than anyone else. Trust him, and when you trust God and look to him, he will direct your path. Sometimes he asks you to make decisions that you don't understand. Decisions where you have to step out in faith. You know, I think of the story of the three Hebrew children in Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. And we know the story there. The king Nebuchadnezzar, the emperor of Babylon, he built a very big statue of himself. And he said that everyone had to bow down to this statue and worship this statue. And so he called everybody together in the government to bow down to this statue. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were three Jewish people who worship God and worship God only. And so when the music played, and there were other Jewish people there too, it wasn't just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but when the music played and everybody was supposed to bow down, everybody bowed down, even other Jews bowed down. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the only three that stood up. And if you didn't bow down to the statue, you were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace and burned alive. So, you know, as a Jewish person, you could say, well, I don't really believe in this statue. I'm going to bow down, but I'm not really worshiping this statue. See, when you do that, you're leaning to your own understanding. You really don't trust in God to take care of you, you know. And sometimes people, they compromise themselves because they really don't trust in God. They cheat a little bit, maybe say something that's not true. Maybe they don't really do God's will because they don't really trust in God. See, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they knew they would get thrown in the fiery furnace, they stood up and trusted God. See, it was out of a trust for God that they acted in faith in God. But they trusted God to take care of them. And so they were brought before the king. And in Daniel 3:16, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you on this matter. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had said, I'll give you another chance. I'm going to play the music again. If you bow down, it's going to be okay for you. You won't be thrown in the fiery furnace. But they said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you on this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor we worship the gold image which you have set up. So they said, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, we're not going to bow down to your gods. We're not going to compromise ourselves. We're not going, because we trust in God. God is able to save us, but whether God saves us from the fiery furnace or whether we die in the fiery furnace, we're not going to bow down because our trust is in God. See, we don't compromise on our trust in God. We don't lean to our own understanding. We don't, and they said, no, we're not going to compromise, king. We're not going to bow down. And so they got thrown into the fiery furnace. And when they're in the fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar looks in and he says, didn't we throw three people in the fiery furnace? I see a fourth person walk in the fiery furnace, and it looks like the Son of God. You know who walked in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Jesus did. Right in the middle of the fire, they're having fellowship with Jesus Christ. And so Nebuchadnezzar cried out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out. So they came out, and Jesus disappeared, and they came out. And not even the ropes that tied their hands were burned. There was not even a smell of smoke on their body, on their clothes, or anything, because God had delivered them from the fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar made a declaration that there was no other God in the earth outside of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How did that happen? It happened because they trusted God. And they said, whether we burn or whether we live, we are going to trust God. We are not going to compromise. Trust in the Lord and lean with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, everything you do, acknowledge him, give him credit, recognize him, and he will direct your paths. Another scripture verse on trust is Psalm 37, 3 through 4. Psalm 37, 3 through 4. He says there, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Trust in the Lord and do good. You know, sometimes when things get hard, people start compromising themselves. When there isn't any food or things are short or there's a problem, people start to compromise. No, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Do good to other people. You know, when you really trust God, you trust God with all your money. Now, some people are not willing to give their money to the church because they don't really trust God. They think if they give their money away, they're not going to get any more money because they don't know how that money is going to come. But many times in my life, God has called me to sacrifice. And when I didn't hardly have any money, I trusted God and I gave my money to help somebody else, or I gave my money to help the church or the work of God, because I trusted in God. And because I trusted in God, God has met my needs. God has provided for me. Trust in the land and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. You know, God is always faithful. I found, oh, there's hard times, but God is always faithful, because God is always trustworthy and he is good. And so we need to trust in the goodness of God. God, and trust in him. Dwell in the land and feed on his faith. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the who? The Lord. In other words, you don't delight because you got a lot of money. You don't delight because you got a nice house. You don't delight in the Lord because he's giving you all these things. You delight yourself in God alone. In other words, you don't get fulfillment and pleasure from all these other things. Your fulfillment and pleasure is in the Lord. My fulfillment and pleasure is in God. I love God intensely. He is the center of my life, and he is everything that I need. And I delight myself in the Lord every day. I celebrate Jesus every day because he is wonderful, awesome, and powerful. And there are things that happen in my life I don't understand, but I still delight in the Lord. I still love God. I still trust him with every aspect. I trust him with my children. I trust him with my family. I trust him with my ministry. I trust him with everything because God is good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart because you delight in him. He is the center of your life. He is the center of your focus. Jesus, you are everything to me. Make Jesus everything to yourself. You know, seek him only. Seek the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added. That's what Jesus said. When you seek him and being in right relationship with him, he will provide everything that you need. That's a guarantee. That is the word of God. And I trust God. And because I trust God, I lived a life of faith. I've walked and done things that I could never do because I trusted God. And because I trust God, I stepped out in faith and did what was the impossible because I trust in the God of the impossible. In Psalm chapter 20, verse 7 and 8, Psalm 20, 7 and 8 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand up. You know, chariots and horses are man-made things. You know, when and back in that in those days, they used chariots and horses for war, to fight for war. And oftentimes warriors put their confidence in that chariot and horse. Sometimes we put our confidence in something else rather than God. And he says, I don't trust in chariots. I remember the name of the Lord our God. Those who trust in chariots and horses have bowed down and fallen. But we who trust in God rise up and stand upright. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they trusted in God, they stood up and right. They rose up and stood up upright. And they stood up for God. They stood up for what was right. They stood up for the truth. And because of that, God blessed them. God delivered them from the fire furnace. And they were promoted in the kingdom because they trusted God. In Psalm 118:8-9, it says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." You know, princes are rulers, people who have authority. It's better to put your confidence in the Lord than to trust other people. Now, we need to trust people we work with. It's important. We need to trust God even more. And don't trust the people in the world. You know, don't trust in the world. The world is always changing. But God never changes. Jesus says, build your house on the rock. That is the truth of Jesus Christ. See, my relationship with God has grown stronger and stronger through years as I've grown in the Word of God, grown to understand God, as I've walked with God. I have unshakable trust in God no matter what happens in my life. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes. That is people of authority. We need to trust God above everything else. When everything else is going on, it is important that we trust God. In Psalm 9:9-10, it says, "The Lord also be a refuge to the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." See, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, those who are going through problems, those who are having trouble. He is a refuge. And those who know Jesus, those who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, they put their trust in Him. "For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who what? Seek you." See, Jesus is my very best friend. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "I will send the Holy Spirit, and He will be a helper to you. He will help you in everything you do." See, I turn to Jesus. I turn to the Holy Spirit to help. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. I talk to Holy Spirit and Jesus about everything I do. All my decisions, I talk to Him about, because I trust in His leadership. I trust in His wisdom. I've learned to walk with Him. And God is calling you into this relationship with Him, that you trust Him and walk with Him. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, Jesus is calling you today to give your life to Him. Trust Him. He is trustworthy. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. No matter what problem they're facing, no matter what they're going through, Lord God, Lord, may they put their trust totally in You and know that You are all powerful, that You have all Your resources. You have all healing. Everything comes from You, Lord God. Lord, I pray Your blessings upon every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. May they not put their trust in things in the world. May they put their trust in You and You alone. Lord, we celebrate You today. We glorify You in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. And if you miss the Voice of Hope program on Sunday, you go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my programs. May you have a great week walking with the Lord. God bless. Bye-bye.